أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا فسبحان الله رب العرش عما يصفون لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 22 and 23 of Surah Anbiya. Is about Tawheed, about the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is one and alone. In Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's af'al, in whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does, neither does Allah Ta'ala need any partner, and there is no other partner besides Allah. Allah is one, wahdahu la sharika la. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, لو كان فيهما آلهة, if in the two, that is in the heavens and in the earth, there was any gods, آلهة, any deities, any objects of worship, anything worthy of worship, illallah, but Allah, lafasadata, then there would have been corruption in the system of the universe. Each god would want to have been a god of power. Each god would want to have something to do with the movement of all the different things that Allah Ta'ala has created, the planets, the moon, the sun, and everything else. And each god would want to have a say in it. Now, if we take the opposite of this, the fact that there is no fasad, the fact that there is no corruption in the movement of the planets, shows that there is only one Allah. This is like a natural thing that a person can come to, a natural conclusion a person can come to, that if we look at the sun, we look at the sunrise, we look at the sunset, we look at the moon, its appearance, its disappearance, we look at the stars, we look at all the planets in the various orbits, and we do not find any kind of accident, we do not find any kind of corruption, so that all of it shows that there is only one Allah, subhanallah, all glory, perfection belongs only to Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free of fault, Allah ta'ala is free of blemish. Rabbil Arsh, that Allah who is the Rabb, who is the sustainer, the owner of the throne, amma yasifun, from what they have attributed and from what they have described. In other words, they speak about multiple gods, they speak about multiple objects of worship. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free from all of that. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be questioned, and Allah ta'ala is not questioned, amma yaf'al, about what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does. Can anybody ask Allah ta'ala, question Allah ta'ala, in any way whatsoever? Why does the sun rise in the east and sets in the west? Why did not Allah Ta'ala change that around? Can anybody ask about the winter and the summer, speed of the earth? Can anybody question Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? No one in this present time, never in the past, and never in the future, would anyone have the authority to question Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yes, one question is when a person marvels. And out of marveling of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, a person may question, but that is not to question the authority of Allah. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ, and all of them together, all the makhluk, all the creation, all of it will be questioned by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala about their deeds, about their actions, about their iman, and about their akhlaq. Hence in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the authority, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the logical result of the fact that there is no corruption in the system of Allah, that shows that Allah ta'ala is wahdahu la sharika la. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.